I got into yoga after dancing professionally, and when I stopped doing that, I needed to do something, and actually some of my dancer friends starting to teach yoga. And at that time, it was really difficult to find yoga. You know, I mean, to find either a teacher, there were very few studios. You really had to make a commitment to traveling or to study with somebody. It became part-time and then full-time, and now I've been traveling all over the world teaching. Part of the challenge is I've gone from something that was organic to something that's been so commercialized and it is so like marketed now all around the world. The great thing about it is the yoga community can be really awesome community. A lot of the studios are doing great things for the community as well. And it's based in spirituality, so it has that as its root when it's not being overly commercialized. I work with a lot of professional athletes, and a lot of them, one, can't believe that I'm in my 50s. And other than that, it's like I'm working with even people my age and even older who are fit, who have taken care of themselves, who are interested in that. And so I'm respected for what I do, and I'm working with people who have a certain level of consciousness about their bodies, their lifestyle, their mind, the whole thing. I see a lot of people who are very involved in their careers, and they're making tons of money, and they're being very successful on that level. And I work with them privately because I see how it's sucking life out of them, even though they're accumulating so much. You know, on one level, our body's a machine. On another level, it's just energy body. But the machine wears out if it's not properly taken care of. And, you know, the biggest challenge is always holistic. Like, how do we take care of the whole body? We understand fitness is going to the gym and working with weights, but we don't understand fitness as body, mind, spirit still.